Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has denied that the government would end rent pressure zones. Yesterday, Micheál Martin said the government would be examining the rent pressure zone system, which is due to expire at the end of the year. And speaking in Brussels this afternoon, he moved to clarify his comments, saying that he never used the phrase end or abolition. Let's take a listen to that now.
No, I think that was more broadly in terms of the housing issue. Never used the phrase end or abolition, by the way, or scrap for that matter. What we did say, we'd examine the Housing Commission report and the section on the rental market, which talks about examining an evidence-based approach to reforming the rental market, and particularly reference pricing mechanism, but said that that must be informed by an evidence-based approach, and the degree to which there's a relationship between the rental market and supply. So we're going to do that examination, and we're going to preempt any outcome of it. But we do need to bring more private sector investment into house building. We would protect renters. We brought in the rent credits specifically to do that. And the rent pressure zones have been effective in quite a number of areas. And what really is the key issue for investment is a stable environment that it doesn't keep chopping and changing from year to year, so that people investing in the construction industry in Ireland or indeed in the rental market can do so with some degree of certainty.
Well, we did ask for a government spokesperson to discuss this issue with us on the programme today, but none was available. We are joined by Sinn Féin TD and spokesperson on housing, Eoin O'Brien. And Eoin, you're welcome. Can I get a reaction to what the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has had to say in Brussels this afternoon?
Yeah, it's a pretty speedy climb down from comments that actually were a little bit more definitive yesterday than the Taoiseach is now claiming. I think he caught a lot of people by surprise, in particular renters. I've been contacted throughout the day, both in my own constituency and wider field, by renters who are very frightened by the Taoiseach's remarks, because while rent pressure zones are a very badly designed form of rent control, they provided at least some protection to some groups of renters. And the idea that they would be removed or, for example, that market rents could be applied in between tenancies really has scared a lot of people. We knew the government was going to review this, and of course, we've no issue with them reviewing it. But if the Taoiseach believes that the solution to the housing crisis is creating a situation where rents continue to rise, given that they've risen dramatically every year over the last 4 or 5 years, I think that highlights the extent to which he doesn't understand the problem in the first place.
Well, he didn't say that yesterday, or indeed to the Examiner when he was speaking to them earlier in the week, I think in an interview that was published at the weekend as well. He said that the main problem, as far as he sees it, is that there's no security of environment for investors. They don't know whether things are going to change from year to year. And he said that has to stop. And as part of that, the government is looking at a reference rent system.
Well, first of all, the real problem in the private rental sector is rents are too high. If you look at the most recent figures from the Residential Tenancies Board, the average cost of a new rent per month across the state is almost €1,700. In Dublin, it's €2,200. But even for existing renters, these are renters who are captured by the rent pressure zones, rents are too high, €1,400 on average across the state and almost €1,900 in Dublin. And if you look in the last year, both for new tenancies and for existing renters, rent increases are breaching the rent pressure zone caps, 5% statewide for new rents, but for existing renters up 6% and Dublin up 5%. So any conversation about the private rental sector needs to begin in the first instance accepting the fact that rents are simply too high and we have to stop them rising.
But I think most people accept, including the government parties, that rents are too high, don't they? But what they're saying is the problem is supply and that they need private investors to help with the supply. The Taoiseach saying yesterday, we can't do it all on our own, that €6 billion was invested by the government and the state last year, and we need much, much more than that. So if we don't get it from private investors, where would Sinn Féin get it?
So first of all, huge numbers of people who live in the private rental sector don't want to be there and it doesn't meet their needs. About a third of private renters are social housing applicants being subsidised by HAPRAS or rent supplement. So where those people need to be is in social housing. Government is delivering only about half of the number of social homes each year that are required. So the government needs to do an awful lot more than it's currently doing. Likewise, on the affordable housing side, again, huge numbers of people in the private rental sector should be an affordable purchase or affordable rental.
It still needs money. Whichever type of housing you're delivering needs money. So where is Sinn Féin getting the money?
Sure, but we also need to acknowledge the type of housing that's required. Mm. We've set out very clearly how we double capital investment from about 4 billion, which would have been spent last year in delivering social affordable housing, to a figure of about 8 billion.
Some we people do also say we need as much as 20 billion, Ona Wynn. You know, 8 billion won't do it.
Well, 8 billion is what's required on the social affordable housing side. On the private sector side, the one thing I do agree with Taoiseach is we need more investment in private homes. But actually, the vast majority of the new private investment we need is not expensive private rental stock charging 2,500 to 3,000 euros a month, but in good quality homes for working people to buy. And again, in our alternative housing plan, we set out a range of policies, including, for example, a targeted waiver of development levies and utility connections, far greater resourcing for the planning system, greater supports to get builders on site more quickly to service land with adequate utility connections. Likewise, the Housing Commission has made a whole plethora of recommendations around those areas, which
and
hasn't been addressed.
One of its recommendations
government.
Is this rent reference zone, which the Taoiseach is now saying the government will examine. Do you welcome that?
Well, first of all, I welcome the fact that the government has finally woken up to the fact that there's a Housing Commission report, because they've ignored it for half a year. Reference rents, just so everybody's clear, is another form of rent regulation. And I suspect the institutional investors who are lobbying intensively to scrap rent pressure zones will also be lobbying intensively for reference rents not to be introduced. Reference rents are part of Sinn Féin's proposal. As you know, we've been calling for some time for a three-year ban on rent increases, then to be replaced by index linking rent reviews to an index made up of wage inflation and other matters.
OK, so you're happy with this proposal then?
But, well, my point is we would have an element of reference rent for the setting of rents for new tenancies. It is not at all clear what the government is proposing. I suspect Micheál Martin has no idea what he's proposing. So obviously we'll engage with them and we'll set out what we think is correct. But let's be very clear. Reference rents are a form of regulation of rents. It's taking rent setting out of the market. It's a much better and more sophisticated way of doing it than the badly designed rent pressure zones. Rent pressure zones have been problematic from the very start. But the crucial point for me is this, is that whatever form of rent regulation that is introduced, and I'm an advocate of good quality rent regulation, it cannot be a form of rent regulation that allowed rents to continue to spiral upwards. They are too high. Okay. We need to stop them rising. And we also need to, in many instances, bring rents down because renters simply can't afford to pay for the mistakes of bad housing policy from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over the last number of years.
All right, Ona Wynn, thank you very much for joining us.